All week long on KALW, you've been hearing this.
I mean, this is a great day in the store. I've got a 53. I've got two 53s, a 56, a 59, 59 Bay, 53 Bay, World's Fairs, Texas, 19th century politics. Texas is unmarked, but I know it's a Texas drawer. If you open it, it's got some really good Texas in it. I love it. So anyway.
We asked you to tell us who that was and where we recorded it. KALW's Casey Miner shows us where to go for the answer.
Hello.
Hello.
So my name is Jim Schein. I'm partnering with my wife, Marty Schein, and we have Schein & Schein Antique Maps on Upper Grant Avenue in San Francisco. That peninsula piece is probably 4x5. That's a little one. That's a nice little piece. It's very concise.
I want to ask you a question that may sound silly, but you sort of piqued my interest when you pointed at that one on the wall that I'm going to ask you to talk about. But what is a map?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. That's pretty existential. I mean, you could go into a deep one on that one. You know, a map can be as simple as a line drawing. A map is a conversation, truly. A map is shorthand for a book. A map is a way of letting us know A to B without having to go there. A map is likely the first reason that we had conversations. But I imagine the cave drawings in France are maps, right? We want to know where we've been or where we're going, but we also just like to know where we are. And that's the most fun and common thing. And if we can find where we are at some other time, when somebody else had a different perspective on where we are, that's what I think people are often relating to in a nostalgic sense.
Could I ask you about this one that's up here?
Yeah, sure. This is actually... it's a map of Sausalito, and... Sausalito was the dominion of Captain John Richardson, I believe his name was, and Richardson Bay was named after him. And Richardson settled there in probably about 1849, I think, and had a land grant claim to the bay and the area there, and probably lived a fairly agrarian lifestyle over there. Being possibly the only guy living on that peninsula, as many people were in Marin. You had a lot of land to yourself, and these are all the old ranchos. And this map was kind of interesting to me because it had some kind of anomalies in its presentation. It had this line drawing of the boundaries and then this dyslexic spelling, essentially, of town and the Sausalito and the Spanish, and a font. And then on the left and right-hand margins, in rather elaborate and accurate hand, in fountain pen or quill of the time, a very well-educated hand, there are all these notations. And then it was pretty dirty. I cleaned it a bit. When it came to me, it was rolled up and tattered and dirty. And I said, oh, I'll clean it up a bit, and I had... a professional cleaner. Once I cleaned it, I said, oh, you know, somebody could do a little bit better job than I on this. And you see, it's still pretty dirty. So it's really filthy. But
how do you even clean a map? I don't even know how you do that.
Giant erasers, essentially broken up rubber gum erasers, one of the document cleaning pad processes. They're very delicately and very carefully and with as little physical contact as possible. We did not moisten this map in any way. One of the ways you can clean a map or something would be to bathe it, truly, which would be a process of washing it. And there's a great risk involved in that, but it is not uncommon. On many of the older maps made on linen papers that are 400 or 500 years old, they actually would withstand bathing very well because there's such high quality paper. You might have the image float off of it, but paper will survive. This is a very expensive edition. It's a master sheet. It's a steel engraved master sheet. It's made through an intaglio engraving process on a steel plate that documents every square inch of the city in a 20-foot contour. It's a riparian map with every black dot is a building. And here's the Mission. Here's the Bullring across the street. So you've got an incredible scale. It's really a human scale. It's done probably with six-man survey teams and 6-foot-long chains and all of the equipment appropriate for that scale.
Wait, what across the street?
The Bullring. So the circle right here. It's kind of a weird little thing. Maps are shorthand. I have a good brain. It's a little bit of a weird brain, and it remembers things, so I can tell you about all the maps and where they are and all that. I've had this map many times over 30 years, and I still find new things.
It's amazing.
A lot of maps.
So are there any Bay Area sounds you think we should know about? Call us and tell us where we should record next. We love hearing from you. The number is 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. And go to KALW.org to hear more from Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature.